This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Trump administration is going to have a different set of economic and environmental policies than the Obama White House. That much is clear in the appointments the president-elect has made and the policies he's proposing. The federal government is going to be pulling back from attempts to counter a warming planet. Some parts of the government, though, farther down the chain of command, remain committed to dealing with climate change. They pretty much have to be to stay afloat. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Naval Base Ventura County at Point Magoo sits on the Pacific coast about an hour and a half above Los Angeles. It is not a great place to conduct a radio interview.
It is an airfield after all.
Valerie Vartanian is a natural resources manager for the Navy. There are pretty extensive natural resources here. About half of the base's 7 square miles is salt marsh. Lots of animals hang out here.
It's a seal.
These days, though, a lot of Vartanian's work is about protecting the base from nature as the ocean level rises.
The reality is we're seeing more impacts from storms, we're seeing more flooding, and so we have to look at our areas that are vulnerable and try to be creative and clever about how we're going to protect our infrastructures.
It's logical that a Navy base be situated on the water. A group of us visit a stretch of pristine beach. Untouched sand is a rare find in Southern California. Vartanian says in this case, it's getting rarer.
We've lost about 400 feet of beach since the 1940s.
Sand naturally erodes from beaches. It also naturally refills them. Construction further up the chain has interrupted most of that natural flow.
So buildings that were quite a bit away from the beach, from the waves, are now very close. So for instance, this little building that you see off to the side here, which is right next to the road, which seems like it's awfully close, and why would you put it so close to the beach? Well, there was 400 feet more beach separating it from the waves.
That little building houses a lot of electronics for one of the runways.
So we would rather not have that go underwater. And then if you look out, where would you move it to? You can see that anywhere that we would put it inland means taking out more of the wetlands. So we're caught between a wetland and an ocean.
The building has already flooded. Increasingly, so have other buildings and roads. Diane Leger-Jump directs the Facilities Management Division at the base. She says the base will redesign using a combination of retiring some buildings, expanding wetlands and dunes, and installing hard protections like seawalls where necessary.
So those are the things that we're going to look at very closely and try to make those wise decisions, because they are expensive decisions and we want to make the right decisions. So have the right facilities in the right place.
For help, they've partnered with the Nature Conservancy. Lily Verdone is the Coastal Project Director for the Nature Conservancy in California.
This is the first public-private partnership to address climate adaptation on a Department of Defense land.
The Nature Conservancy has reduced the project's costs because it's already got a lot of research and mapping resources in-house. Verdone says the Navy also stands to save by incorporating as many soft solutions as possible.
We've been finding that it's, in the long term, a lot cheaper where you can to rely on nature, looking at how we can maintain the beaches, maintain our floodplains, maintain sand dunes, to use as that natural defense.
The adaptation partnership was signed in 2016. Teresa Miller, a spokeswoman for the base, says it came about after the Department of Defense released its climate change adaptation roadmap.
It's based on, you know, DOD recognition in 2014 of climate change and how important it is to prepare for what we know is an eventuality and to protect our infrastructure for sure.
The program could serve as a pilot for other bases facing rising waters. Even as other pilots, the ones in the sky, need to stay war ready, it's the waters they train over that are proving the more immediate threat. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.